I found out that I was invited a couple of days before my interview for Oxford at University. So it was a huge boost of confidence, huge, like, really nice push just before then. It was a really exciting opportunity to be taken, not just because it was, I'd be awarded it anyway, because I was delighted to have taken part in the scheme, but to the opportunity to go to the Palace. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime for the awards. This is such a rare event, so it's hugely encouraging, hugely really, really nice to know that I'd been selected to take part in this. So I am just outside Buckingham Palace. I will be going into the grounds in a few minutes to go to the awards ceremony. I'm here with my mum, who has invited herself as my special guest that I'm allowed to take. So yes, I'm really excited, and I really hope it should be a really good event. We've just left Buckingham Palace, and it was a really extraordinary day. We were all in little groups. There was must be over 40 different groups from different regions, and we were in one of the southeast groups. There were four of us from Guernsey, and there were 13 others. And then there was also organisations such as the States of Guernsey and parents, of course, because each group had celebrity guests who would present the awards, as well as the royals. So we had Ainsley Harriott from Ready, Steady, Cook and Strictly Come Dancing. He was very, very funny. We had some very interesting conversations with him. Mainly, I think the main one is when he was talking about Guernsey, he was asking us all about Safeway. The Duke then came around with the Duke. Some groups had the Earl of Wessex, but we had the Duke of Edinburgh himself, and he was absolutely phenomenal. He was really, really funny, actually. I really didn't think he'd be as fun as he was. So he asked where I went for my expedition. I said, to Snowdonia, sir. And his response was, why did you go there? Why didn't you go to Norfolk, where it's flat? Which I just thought was brilliant. It practically summed up my opinions of my expedition. So no, it was an incredible opportunity, and it was certainly a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. They were saying it's probably the last awards he's going to do, which is quite sad, but it's incredible that we were honoured to be allowed to take part in this. The award itself was an incredible opportunity. I gained an awful lot. I learned a lot about just the way I myself work. The fact is, when push comes to shove, when you're actually really tired, you're emotionally drained, you're mentally drained, you're physically broken, actually, who are you? What makes you you? And thus I could learn about actually who my real self is and where I could learn from in the future. The Gold DOV experience was incredible, and I feel so, so lucky to have had the chance to meet so many new people, but also to have taken part in this award, and probably mainly to actually take part in the Gold DOV presentations at Buckingham Palace themselves. So it was an incredible thing, something I'd strongly encourage anyone to do.